Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to Dice Club! When last we left off, we found our valiant heroes aboard the pirate vessel, the Despair. They had a conversation with its captain, Novella Ward, where she explained that she needed the five of them to help look for a trove of ancient treasure at the behest of her boss, Corvus Heath. Unbeknownst to Novella, the one treasure Heath wants, a crystal called the Catalyst, looks exactly like the crystals that let them travel through the archways. They help her decode her secret map before having some quality R&R on the boat. Let's see what they'll be up to next!
Venus.
Hi.
You're at the helm of your ship. Right hand on the ship's wheel. It feels good to be at it again, but it's safe to say you've been a bit out of practice. You look ahead and see nothing but open sea. You look around and sure enough you see the same in any direction you look. Unsurprised, you motion for a crewmate to take the wheel before you take a few steps back, sitting on the small bench there. As you rest, realization hits you like a sack of bricks. At the wheel is him. He turns his head and you meet his eyes. His brilliant golden eyes, and he smiles that smile. And then you wake up, and the five of you are below decks in the crew quarters with evidently a majority of the crew. You've all been rudely awakened. I'm gonna actually have everybody do a dexterity saving throw. This is completely just for flavor, but everybody do a dex save.
Whoa. Oh my god. Okay.
16, Ren got a baby. 13.
I got a dirty 20.
I got a 13.
My sea legs.
17. I don't know what my modifier is right now.
All
right,
yeah. That's fine. Meadow, you actually fall out of your hammock as it feels like the ship shakes with a lot of force, as it felt like something, like you like hit into something, but you're sailing now regularly. You're all back on your feet as the remaining crew are running out of the room.
I got the same.
You got a 13 as well. Yeah. Then you're also on the ground. But now you're all on your feet. Yeah. You're all on your feet as the remaining crew are running out of the room, just kind of talking to each other, hurriedly shouting and like running towards the steps.
Seems like something has happened.
Yeah. Should we follow them, or do you think we should stay down here and just not see anything that's happening?
When all the crew was leaving, were they talking, like, were they doing, like, pirate terms? Like, oh, we've hit something, or, oh, attack
terms.
On the western.
You actually hear a couple of them say stuff along the lines of, like, not again, not again, not now, that kind of stuff.
Huh. Okay. So they've been through it before.
Okay, Ren gets up off the floor, sort of rubbing his head, and is like, guys, I fucking hate this ship. Let's go see what's going on upstairs.
Okay, well, that was a bit rude, Ren.
All right. You head above, and as you reach the deck, you can see crewmates taking various positions at the many, the comically large number of cannons on deck as Novella is barking orders from the helm. She shouts down at the five of you over the sound of crashing waves.
You best get ready for impact here. We got a youngin. You do know how to fight a shark, don't ya?
And here, I would like to establish the, like, I'm gonna use the next, like, half of the episode to give kind of a tutorial on how ship combat is going to work in this arc.
Real quick, how similar is it to Sea of Thieves, my favorite sea-based video game?
Pretty darn. No, it's good.
I wonder how useful an artificer is going to be fighting a shark in the ocean.
So unless something happens to the ship, there will be at least one free cannon for each party member on either side of the boat. We're not going to worry about that. Ammunitions are stored directly below decks in barrels and chests beside the steps, which is a slam poem and I didn't realize, but there are four different types of ammunition. It's safe to assume you know this because you the entire last episode was just exploring the ship. So the types of ammunition you got, there's cannonballs, which are going to do 6d8 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
Ignition cores, which will do, they look like cannonballs with little, fuses, glass fuses inside with, some gunpowder. Those do 48 bludgeoning damage plus 2d6 burning damage. There are blast balls, which I haven't really thought about this until right now, but I'm going to say they look like a cannonball with just a stick of dynamite through them.
Old-timey bombs.
Yeah. Those are going to do 8d8 damage. And then there are chain shot, which will do 48 bludgeoning damage. But when you do them, you'll do an additional dexterity check. And if you hit the same target with three successful dexterity checks, then they'll have a lowered mobility, so it does less damage, but if you consecutively do them, it'll have a detrimental effect. Each party member can carry two ammunition at a time, and from ammunition to the cannons on the port and starboard side is 20 feet. From the side cannons to the front cannons is 15 feet. From ammunition to below deck cannons is 10 feet. So there's the three sets of cannons, a line on either side, two in front, and a line on either side, but underneath decks. But the below decks ones won't have a lot of mobility. They'll mainly just be, straight. So if there's going to be something, ahead of it for a while, then that will be kind of the use for those. That's everything I have on ship combat, and that's how we're going to work. Marsh, you're first. You're up.
Jeepers. Okay. So I want to do the ignition cores because that sounds the coolest.
Okay.
So I need to go get the ammunition
for
the ignition cores? Okay. On what side are the ignition cores? Are they on the...
It's just next to the steps.
Okay.
Next to at the bottom of the steps.
Okay, my speed is 30. Would I be able to get...
I think from where you are now, you'd be able to get to the ignition cores and then to one of the side cannons.
To load them in?
Yeah.
Okay. Is loading them in an action, or can I shoot one?
No, you can load and fire as an action.
Okay. All right, then I'll do that. I'm rolling the hit. What do I add to that?
I mean, I will say right now, you don't exactly know what you're hitting or where it is. So, okay.
I'll just load it in then. Can I do a perception check?
You can do a perception check.
That's really good. That is a 22.
Okay. All right. You can see, there is, what side did you go on?
The left.
Left. Okay. Which is port. And I'm going to really get you all to know that. Duck knows it, but, so
on the, off the played Sea of Thieves.
But does Saradin?
Does it? Probably.
Maybe.
Okay. You know, port is left, and what's right?
Starboard.
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 Oh god.
Which one's the poop deck?
Port is. You're on it. You are all the poop deck.
The poop deck was the friends we made.
Anyways,
along the way.
You went to the port side. You can see maybe 30 feet to the side in the water, there is a kind of patch that looks darker, there's something obstructing the light from going through. The sea is not very, it's actually pretty calm right now. So you can see there's some kind of shape underneath the water. It looks like it's pretty deep underwater though.
Is that what the other crewmates seem to be firing at?
Yes, actually. That is, most of the shots have gone in that direction.
Okay, can I still make it, because perception would be a free action. Can shooting this be my action? Okay.
Yeah.
Would any of these relate to my thieves, tinkers, or weavers tools?
Nope.
Okay. Am I going to make this with a disadvantage? Because I have no fucking clue how this works.
I don't want to just give you all disadvantage for not have... I don't want to have Venus be the only person who's able to fight anything this arc.
Venus is the only good one here, really.
if you really think about it.
Basically.
Well, that did better anyways, because I got a 3. What am I adding to it?
I'll just say your dexterity
strength?
Modifier.
Oh.
For range, just dexterity.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I figured it would be strength, because it was like, oh. But yeah. So that is a... I'm not adding a proficiency bonus, because I'm not proficient. That's a 4.
All right.
His overall
yeah,
4.
You fire it into the water, and then it, like, you can see, like, a kind of a blast go off underneath the waves. But,
Can I just, like, shout to the rest of the group? It's on this side!
Okay.
Is that starboard or port?
Port!
Epic.
That's my turn.
Yeah. Next, you have...
I grabbed 2, right?
Meadow.
Fucking damn it. Then
What's
I have
up?
To figure out what I want to do.
I grabbed 2, right?
Yeah, you got 2.
Could I not have rolled, like, bad initiative so I had time to think?
Okay, there is a shark which was described as a youngin', and it attacked the ship, and you're fighting it now.
A shark.
And it's
a big, like,
it's
dark
on the port,
blob
the
in the
port
water.
Side.
Yeah.
A
There's
shark?
A shape that... Yeah.
Yeah. A big one or a little?
I don't think we know it's a shark.
A youngin'.
A youngin'.
Yeah, but, like, a shark? Okay. What the this would be so good if I had my spells. Imagine if I brought my spells and I remembered
them. Oh,
yeah,
and I should mention that you can, obviously, as an action, do anything that you would normally be able to do, like, as an action during ship combat.
Oh, absolutely.
You have access to, like, spell lists and stuff
when I packed for this little trip that I'm on while we recorded this, I had brought my spells with me and I didn't have to Google them right now. That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
Imagine if I had,
actually.
Like, the player's handbook or something.
Ren, you should jump in the water and put the shark in a chokehold.
Yeah,
that definitely. Doesn't seem like it would be very successful for me and my, like, no strength. I might have a negative strength modifier, honestly.
Not you, Ren.
You can swim.
Oh, Ren. Ren should do this. Yeah, that's a great idea. I see no downsides to this idea.
Fantastic. Pretty good idea, actually, if you ask me.
Well, that's not gonna work. Obviously... I think we all know that my instinct here is to not shoot cannonballs at the shark. But I don't... none of my other ideas are very good.
Oh, wait. I have a question.
Okay.
With my beautiful 22 perception, did it seem to be actively attacking the ship?
It seemed to be just kind of there for now, but it was near... It was... like gradually getting closer a little bit.
Okay.
And you did feel the collision
the
before.
Cool. Okay.
I want to just cast Speak with Animal. I want to talk to the shark.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you just cast that?
I think I just cast that. Yeah, I don't think that it has to because it's not an attack or anything.
All right. Wait. All right. I don't think it's like telepathic, but you could like
No, it's not telepathic. No, I'd have to, like,
ostensibly
talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's going to hear me.
Okay.
Or what I even, like, what is the plan here? Nobody knows. I should mark that spell slot. Sorry, my brain is literally not even on today. Like, it's...
That's fine. We're all getting through it.
There is nothing happening in here. Okay. So I cast Speak with Animals, and I just try to check if the shark can even hear me. I'm like, hey! Shark!
Run over to the side.
You don't get a response.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that.
Is that your turn?
Meadow, ask what its name is. Be nice.
Yeah, I don't think it can hear me over the cannon shot, though.
Shark have pronouns.
Hey,
shark, what
are your pronouns?
I
want to shoot you with cannonballs.
Does the shark answer? We need to know.
But I don't think it's hearing me over
the
cannonballs.
What are the shark's pronouns?
No, you don't get a response to anything you're saying to the shark.
No pronouns. I respect it.
Yeah, no.
Maybe if it gets closer, it can tell you its pronouns. But
yeah, I did foresee this issue coming up. I just feel like she would not. Ooh. I mean, she wouldn't
still
hit
cast the spell though.
Yeah. That's an action. Because, like, she wouldn't... The thing is that if I tried to shoot at it, first of all, I would miss. Secondly, she wouldn't do that.
Meadow is just screaming overboard while everybody's trying to kill
you. You guys start shooting at the shark, and Meadow's like,
fine.
"Hey,
if you want that to be your entire action, I'm not against that."
I feel like it would be like this is a confusing situation, you know.
All right, is that your turn?
I guess yeah, it's a bad turn, but I don't have any other ideas.
Okay, next we have Ren.
Me. Okay, I'm gonna punch the shark. Just kidding. So what I'm actually gonna do is I go to the ammunition place where the ammunition is, and I'm like, "Hey Venus, which one of these cannonballs is the best?" And then I pick up the one with like the dynamite inside of it, and I'm like, "Is this good?
Do I know which one is the best?"
Well, yeah. I assume so because
it's a personal preference thing. Which one do you think is the best? Which one do you like?
Which one did you hold up?
The
dynamite one. Looks great to me, bud. Go get him.
Yeah. Okay. Is that the blast ball?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay. So I take that. I load it into one of the cannons on the port side.
Port is left.
Is that where the shark is? Okay, one of the ones that's not on the top level where I can maneuver it.
Okay.
And can I see the shark?
You can. I think since Marsh pointed it out, and all of you can probably see the portion of it. But it is gradually getting closer. It's probably like 25 feet.
Okay, what do I roll?
Just make an attack plus your dexterity.
All right, that is a 18.
Okay, you fire the cannon into the water, and you can see it like enter the space where the kind of the dark blob is, and then roll. Go ahead and roll damage.
Ooh, which it's
8d8,
right? 8d8. Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. 35.
Excellent. Okay. You can see underneath you can see, like, the ocean kind of swell a little bit where you shot that into, and, like a geyser, the water kind of, shoots up, and then as the water settles, you can still see the kind of dark mass there, but it still appears to just kind of be swimming steadily closer, and now it is the shark's turn, and you can see it kind of veers hard to the right, and then you can see the mass getting bigger gradually, and then you see the shape. It looks like kind of like a hammerhead shark with like a bunch of fins, like really long fins, like lining its body, and like they're like very long. They're like 6 feet long, that kind of like wave around. You see the shape of this shark jump up out of the water over the ship, and it kind of bites at the sail. Now, mind you, this shark is it covers the entire length of the ship, which is about 20 feet.
Jesus!
It bites at the sails, and then you can see them kind of tear where he bit into them, and then he sails into the other side of the ship.
Shark pronoun reveal, he, him.
Yeah, and yeah. As he's going up, he says, you can hear him, Meadow says, "It's him!"
This is peak masculinity.
What are yours?
And right before
like
he falls
Hogan
in.
Or whatever the fuck.
Next up, we have Venus.
Okay. So he's on the other side of the ship now, right?
He's on the other side of the ship, yes.
And you said that we can carry two cannonballs at once?
Two at once,
okay. Venus is going to go over to the cannonballs, and she's going to grab an ignition core and a normal cannonball and run over to one of the cannons on the side of the ship that the shark is on now.
Okay.
And she's going to use the ignition core first.
All right.
And I add dex.
And you can still see the blob, yeah.
Okay.
You do add dex.
That is a 12 to hit.
12 to hit. That does not hit. You can see your ignition core fly into the water near the near where the shark landed, but the blob kind of moves farther out away, and you it does not get hit in the blast.
Okay. And do I only get to shoot one per turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, darn it.
Yeah, if there's any other, like, simple action you want to do, you can, but...
I hold my fist out, and I shake it, and I go, ah!
It's all okay. Right, Venus,
darn, you'll
you
get
shark.
The bastard next time.
Ah, thank you, Ren. God.
Okay, Saradin.
Okay, just to double check, this bitch is on the starboard side now?
Oh, yeah, starboard side.
Oh, yeah, this...
Oh,
this
yeah.
This bitch is starboard.
Oh, yeah.
would you say a shark counts as a beast?
It does count as a beast.
Well, then I get a +2 to attack roll since that is my
Whoa!
Chosen... That is my favorite enemy.
Your favorite enemy.
That guy's a beast, for sure. Did you hear that voice? I think he counts as a beast.
Wait, is that how
Well,
it
I
works?
Guess you didn't, but...
Let me double check that. I might be misremembering one of my spells of my traits.
I think it
sounds
that
like
tracks.
A trait.
Sounds like a trait. As if it's favorite, if you have that picked as your favorite enemy, then that's what you got. And if not, we're gonna operate as if it is, because that's fine by me.
I swear I read this like a minute ago, and then I can't find it again.
That's fine. We're just gonna act like it is.
Okay. Cool. Epic. So. I'm gonna grab a blast ball and an ignition core, one of each.
Okay.
I'll head to the top deck so I can see what I'm doing. And I'm gonna freaking aim at that bitch. Let's go with the ignition core. I think that Saradin thinks that it looks epic. Ah shit! I got a 2 +2, 4 to hit.
Okay. No, that does not hit. You see the same thing that kind of Venus did. It flies, shoots into the water and explodes, but nowhere near where the shark was.
Am I able to also cast a spell that's it's a bonus action. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Then yeah.
I'm gonna cast. I should have done this before, but it's fine because I didn't hit it anyway. I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark.
Yeah.
I choose a creature I see within range. Magically mark it as my quarry. Quarry? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Until the spell ends, I deal an extra 1d6 damage whenever I hit it with an attack. And then I have advantage on perception, like wisdom. Yeah, perception and survival rolls on it. Anyway, so now I can do an extra 1d6 damage if I do hit it.
Sweet.
It says weapon awesome. Attacks. Okay. Does a cannon count as a weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weapon. Okay. I'm gonna say Novella's next, and
yeah.
She has up on the helm. She has like the couple harpoons, and she goes for the one off the starboard side, and she got a nat one. So she fires it just into the water, and then recoils it, and shouts some obscenity that you haven't heard. Before, which I wouldn't even dare go there.
Shark tits.
Top of the order, we're at Marsh.
Okay, I'm gonna try and shoot it again.
Okay.
I don't think Riveting. I have any artificer skills to help me here. But that's fine. That's a 4 + 1, it's a 5. I was rolling
doesn't. Which,
we're beefing
with
this
guy.
Which
one are you doing? Is it? Yeah, really, really bad. Is it ignition core again this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot it and then just go back and get more with my movement. Or actually, no, I would have to shoot on the other side, so that would take up my movement.
Yeah, so it's 20 feet there, and then you can start your movement
I'll start my movement, and then I think that's kind of it.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Then there is... Meadow.
Yay. Okay.
Meadow.
Well, the shark has actually talked to me now, so I'm gonna be like, hey, is there any chance you'll, like, go away if I ask you to?
You can see the sea kind of bubble up where the shark is, but you can't hear anything.
Well, I tried. And then she goes and gets, probably regular cannonballs, I'd imagine. I don't know how long that's gonna take. Just whatever, movement. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think you have enough movement to get the ammunition and then the side cannon.
And then, I mean, she has absolutely no idea what she's doing. I feel like she should have disadvantage, honestly. But we're not doing that. So what's the...
Nah.
It's just, like, I don't add anything, right? Because I'm not proficient in cannons.
Add dexterity.
Yeah, that is literally nothing, so...
But not your... All right, then nothing.
That's 9.
All right, yeah. You fire the cannonball into the water, and it sails very, very, very far over.
Yeah.
Like, very, very, very yeah. far. Like, you just went straight. You actually were aiming up a little bit. That it doesn't land anywhere near the shark was. Now we got... Ren, you're up.
Okay. Can I run down and get more ammunition?
Yeah. Did you not grab two?
No, because I do a forgot thing? That we could grab two. So I said okay. we didn't.
That's fine. You have...
Okay, so I run down, I grab another blast ball, because that was fun, and then I also grab a chain shot, that looked fun. Do I have enough movement to run back up and shoot again, or?
I'll say yeah.
Okay.
Just because you forgot to grab one last time.
This time I want to try the chain shot, because that seems weird. So what do I do, oh dice boss?
To try the chain shot?
Yeah.
You'll just load it and fire it.
Okay. So it's just d20 plus my dex?
Yeah.
13.
That hits.
Yes! Okay.
Alright, then you roll 4d8, and then make a dexterity check.
So those 4d8 are 20 points of damage.
Sweet. Okay. Very, very good.
And then dex check. Well, I got a 4.
All right. Okay. That doesn't pass. But you can see now there's a bit of blood, kind of like coming up in the water where the shark was.
Okay.
And now it is shark's turn. Shark is going to jump up out of the water and towards the side of the ship where you just fired from, Ren, and it's going to try to take a bite out of the side of the ship.
Oh, no.
And that is... ooh, not gonna do it. So it...
Phew.
It jumps up, and it hits into the side of the ship, and then falls back down into the water, but that is a big collision, and it... you all lose your balance a bit, and the ship kind of tilts to the port side, but it falls back down. And then the shark swims, gets some distance between the ship and it.
Okay.
So now it's about 30 feet out, but it is Venus's turn.
Okay. So is the shark still on the same side?
Shark's still on the same side, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Venus loads the normal cannonball that she still has and fires at the guy.
Okay.
That is a 9 plus 2, so an 11.
All right, that does not hit.
I'm so bad at this game.
Get good.
I shake my fist out again, and I go, again. I'll get you next time.
Saradin, you're up.
Hell yeah, I've got my blast ball. Hey, what's another try with the cannon, am I right?
That's a great point.
Yeah, let's roll a d20. OMG, that's a 23 to hit.
Yo!
Fuck yeah!
Yo!
Okay, yeah, so you fire your cannon into the water, and it hits dead on exactly in the spot, and roll damage.
This is so slay.
47.
47, okay. Jeez, that's so much. Okay, you can see the blast kind of come from, like, directly where the shark shape was, and you can actually see the shark kind of get launched out of the water a little bit.
Yeah.
And he looks pretty, pretty bad, and he falls, like, upside down into the water, and then... you can see the shape of him kind of fading deeper into the water as he swims away from your ship.
Wow.
See, this all could have been avoided if he just left when I asked him to leave.
Well, that's true. You tried. You did your best.
Yeah.
This is on him at this point.
Honestly, yeah.
You are now out of combat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good job, everyone.
Where did you guys go?
Yay.
Accomplished nothing.
Me either.
I learned
my pirate skills didn't really work that time.
Wait, what are the shark's pronouns? Wow. Basic bitch.
Hey, oh, wow. You talking to a she her.
Anyway.
Anyway, the crew kind of settles back into, like, a, like, unload the dangerous ammunition from the cannons, and they, like, stabilize what needs to be, like, done. And they're just, like, cleaning up around the ship, getting, like, somebody lowers down one of the sails and starts to, like, patch it up. And Novella comes down to you all and is like, well, that was a bit of fun. You guys handled yourselves pretty well there, I think. Mostly.
I think we did pretty good.
Well, thank you.
But that's all right.
I'm not really a fighter.
Marcia's, like, staying so quiet. Marcia's like...
That was, as far as these things go, they're pretty mild. That's what we call a spin shark. And judging by the looks of it, it might have just left nest, frankly.
Wow, that's a shitty first day out of the nest. am I right?
Right, like, where are his parents?
Yeah.
Ba-dum.
Probably eating other ships.
Hey, Tin, we don't have those...
As things go, yeah.
Do we have those bad boys in our old original world?
No.
Great.
Ooh.
Why are they called spin sharks?
Do they spin?
Well, you saw those fins on those guys.
Yeah. I was too busy blowing them up, but I did get a good look.
Well, they are best known for jumping out the water and using those fins to kind of, like, maneuver themselves in, like a torpedo, like... You know, they'll spin around in the air a bunch.
Flying shark?
Flying sharks. They kind of sound like a tornado.
Like a sharknado?
Exactly like
sharknado?
A sharknado?
Sharknado? Someone should make a scroll about that. That sounds epic.
Oh my god. They should make like a bunch of them.
Oh, I've actually, it's pretty funny you mentioned this.
I've been working on a manuscript.
I've got a Google scroll with a, I sent it on the, I would give it to you, but I sent it on a bird up to the cloud, so it's, that's nothing.
That's bad.
There aren't birds, but.
No,
it was,
I
it was
think
almost
it was,
got
it was
there.
A good bit. It was a good.
It almost got, anyways. Yeah, so she, starts kind of helping clean up as well, and she says, well, that was a nice diversion, but we must get back to our destination. It's Wuro, actually, and she looks, up at the sky, we're actually only probably a few hours off the destination, so, yeah, nice, pretty cool, cool day.
You know what?
What's up?
I say a successful battle like this calls for a celebration. How would everybody like a little snack?
And yeah, berry time!
Berry.
Yay!
And so everyone can have a little berry. Well, there's 10 of them, so I guess only 10 people can have a little berry. But, you know.
I can split mine.
You can give
help
some to the
prevent scurvy.
You heal half an HP then, Gav.
Wait, did we take any damage?
Hurt, that's okay. Nope, no damage was taken. But you can
yummy down on some good berries.
Fuck yeah.
I took damage in my all heart right. When I saw the ship die. Not die.
And if you're wondering... Why didn't Saradin cast Goodberry to clear the taste of that awful blanket out of their mouth? One, I didn't think of that. And two, I didn't have any spell slots.
That's a fair point.
Thanks for explaining that.
Is it a cantrip?
No. It costs a...
Well, I'm glad you were just retconned your character motivation.
Yeah. I also... Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
But I have them back because I counted... us being woken up by the shark as we had a long rest.
Yeah, that was a long rest. Okay. If you hadn't, like, gotten spells back and stuff, which I assume you did.
Hey everybody, it's Tin, and I've got some show notes for you. Just a couple quick updates, specialized just for you. I want to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON. You can go check out his stuff on Reddit. It's all pretty awesome. Trust me, you're gonna wanna check out the stuff that guy is doing. I want to thank you for listening. We had a lot of people listened to the last episode, which I really didn't expect at all. So thank you for still being here and putting up with all the garbage that we do vis-a-vis upload schedule. If you want to keep the upload schedule kind of where it's at and where it should be, or even more frequently than it should be, you can share the show on social media with hashtag TheDiceCast. It's very important you have the V in there, because otherwise you just get people making dice, which I say every time. But you can share the show around on any social media. You can find all of our social medias at linktr.ee/TheDiceClubPodcast. Notably, our Twitter will be missing from that because we, or I guess our X, I'm not going to call it X because I'm an adult, but we got rid of our Twitter because, I don't know, it just seemed like the right move. I said we did a while ago, but we didn't, and now I guess that was a prophecy come true. So I also, just on a whim, decided to start putting built-in Q&As on, at least I think, the Spotify. So in the episode, you can just, through Spotify, submit a question that you want us to answer. And I don't know what I'm going to do with those, but we'll see. Next episode will be out on October 1st. Happy spooky season, everybody. Eventually then. All right. I'll let you get back to the show. You've been waiting below decks as you sail towards the destination marked on the map, and the makings of a storm are beginning above you. There's some light rain, and the water is definitely a bit choppier than it was before. And while it's nothing a weathered seafarer would bat an eye at, the conditions seem to be worsening by the minute. What are you doing, very briefly, what are you doing in the crew quarters as you wait for Novella's word?
I would say that Ren looks wary. He is not used to being on ships. He doesn't really have his sea legs. He liked the explosions. That was fun. But he is not a fan of the prospect of being on a ship in a storm. So maybe he's like pacing around.
Okay.
Is there a spare bucket and or paper bag in this room?
Oh no. What does
probably
that
mean?
Probably. Maybe not a paper bag, but there's a bucket.
Okay, I grab a bucket and I go over to Ren. I'm like, hey Ren, you're looking a bit pale. Are you doing all right?
Do you think that there's gonna be a storm, Venus?
Oh, man. No, I think we're gonna be fine, Ren. You're just like, just breathe with me now. In and out. Here's a bucket. If you feel a little bit, whoopsie doopsie in there, okay?
Okay.
As you're kind of like going through that, you hear the sound of thunder crash pretty much directly above you, and you hear the sound of a clanging bell from high above, from above the ship, as shouts ring out across the deck. You hear Novella shouting, "All hands on deck! All hands on deck!" And a pit grows in your stomach as you feel the sensation of rising and turning and a gradual tilting backwards before suddenly the boat tips rapidly forward until you're almost at a 60-degree angle.
I don't know, I really feel like I'm refreshing off the deck right now.
The ship levels out to a more consistent inconsistency in stability, although it is rocking a lot more than it was prior.
I think while Venus and Ren were like, "Hey, are you okay?" I'm like, "Oh." I think Marsh was like, is still very much being like, "Fuck." Like I did not do well in that fight, and two, I interacted with this pretty lady and I was weird about it. And I'm just tinkering anxiously with something, and then we go upstairs.
Meadow is like, "Hey, Eldath, I don't know how the gods work, like, interdimensionally, but if you can hear me, I have been a very good servant, and I only hurt people, like, a little bit out of self-defense, and I feel like I deserve your protection right now. Okay, cool, don't let me die on the ship, please!" And then she goes upstairs.
Okay.
Saradin is already up there.
Alright, you rush above deck. Saradin, you've been seeing this for a while, but you rush above deck and you can see you're in a very big storm, the likes of which even you, Venus, have only seen once or twice. Rain is falling hard onto the deck as thunder crashes above you, swirling black clouds filling the entire sky. The sea has become a mountain range of incredibly massive waves ascending and crashing around you. The sail is stretched tight and begins turning as someone besides you and Meadow, Saradin, loses grip on a rope they were holding taut. What do you do?
I'm gonna jump up and try to grab that damn rope.
And I'm gonna try to grab Saradin.
All right, both of you make athletics checks.
Oh, yeah.
That's looking pretty bad.
God damn, boss. I almost rolled a...
Ooh.
See, I got a 3.
Yeah, that's an 8.
You got a what?
I got a 6, actually.
6, okay. You grab the rope and, take 4 points of damage as it slips out of your hand, and then you also slip out of Meadow's hands as the boom of the ship kind of swings around and hits you in the side and you fall over. That rope is still kind of dangling free, and the boom is like spinning just rapidly around as well. The crewmates are trying to get a hold on the rope, but they are unable to. What are you all doing?
Oh, God. That's my flavor of Saradin.
That's pretty good.
Got the wind knocked out of him and turned into an old man, I guess.
Where's Novella?
I was about to ask
Novella
that.
Novella's at the helm, like, trying very hard to keep the ship on course.
I'm gonna go up to Novella, and I'm like, Novella, is there anything you need us to do? What can we do to help?
Stabilize the sails. The crew's got they've lost their grip on the ropes. Just keep it taut. We're almost there. And she goes back to trying to get the wheel under control.
Oh, fuck. Can I make
Yeah, go for it.
A solid 6.
Okay, you grab the rope, or you try to, and then you also get hit by the boom for just 1 point of damage. I think at this point the crew have, like, gotten a sufficient hold on it, and it stops spinning around, but now there is another wave that you're, like, beginning to cross, and you can feel the boat, raise up as you sail over this wave, and the boat is tilting up, and you crest the top of it, and as you crest the top of it, you can see a couple hundred feet in front of you, there is a whirlpool that goes a few hundred feet in diameter. You are heading directly towards it, and then the ship crashes down onto the sea. What do you do?
No, 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 no. Ren is shaking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to grab those ropes again, because I think that's just the one task that Saradin has to see that is doable. And just gonna focus on that.
Okay, make another athletics check then.
Slightly better. 12.
Okay, you grab a hold on it, and you can kind of like place yourself firmly, and with a couple of other crewmates, you are holding this rope taut. And across the other end of the ship, there is another. The sail has kind of like dropped too far, and it's picking up too much, and starting to capsize. And nobody's over there.
Can I run over to grab it?
I also run over. Can I help Ren by holding the rope as well to give advantage?
Yeah, Ren. Make a athletics check with advantage.
And can I do, like, an arcana or perception check on the whirlpool?
Sure. I would say it's probably investigation.
Okay. I rolled a 23.
All right. You secure the sail, and it, like, is at the right level to continue sailing, and you realize that Novella is just still heading straight towards the storm, towards the whirlpool, actually, and she completely, there's no sign of her trying to turn at all.
Oh, I got a nasty 20. I'm trying to figure out if it looks like it's natural or if something's fucking with it.
It definitely looks, you can tell that it's very intense, and it looks pretty unnatural.
Okay.
Like, as far as storms go, yeah.
Can Venus run up to where Novella is and try and push her out of the way to grab the steering wheel and steer the ship out of the way.
I don't know that it's called a steering wheel on a
sure, you can
ship.
Try. You're about 100 feet away from the... It's a wheel. You're about 100 feet off of the wheel now, or the whirlpool, actually. And,
oh, fuck.
You can make, I'd say make, an athletics check to try to push her out of the way.
6 + 7 = 13. Math?
13.
Okay. With a 13, you don't push her, like, out of the way, but you do get her off of the wheel, but she is holding on to you and grappling you, so I'm gonna have you make, contested athletics checks.
Okay, that is a 9.
Oh, she also got a 9. So you're still gonna be what's your modifier?
My athletics?
Yeah.
+7.
Oh, then you
yeah.
Okay, you push her out of the way and you are still gaining on the whirlpool, and she says, "It's the X is right there. The X is the whirlpool." Venus, the X is the whirlpool.
What do you mean this X is the whirlpool? We're gonna die if we go in here.
She gets up and lunges at you. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit. That's a 14.
Okay, she gets an arm around you and knocks you back a little bit as she lunges at you, but she kind of falls down on the ground behind you, and you are there at the wheel. I'd say now, like, 50 feet off the whirlpool.
Venus is gonna swerve the ship out of the way of the whirlpool.
Okay, you turn the wheel, and as you turn it hard, and it's really, really tough to turn. The wind is going crazy. The sails are, like, full, and they're getting pulled in every which way. And as you really try to, so you turn your wheel, and you really, really try, but it's tough. And you start to make some progress, and you are, like... You manage to get the ship at an angle. You enter the whirlpool, but at an angle. So you're now, like, going around the whirlpool, and you're slowly getting pulled in as you circle it. And Novella, she's looking off the side as the ship kind of tilts, and lightning crashes directly in the center of it, and it starts swirling faster and faster, and you get pulled down into it, and you see a... flash of white and a sound of thunder and the sound of a bunch of wood crashing, and then you lose consciousness. And when you regain it, you can look around you and you see you are in a what seems to be a cave, and the despair is you're on the despair but it's like fractured and broken. And the pool of, the floor of the cavern is a pool of water, and in the center of it, you can see what looks like a spire of naturally forming rock, with a beam of moonlight shining down onto the crystal.